Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Thanks for joining us. My next guest today is Stuart Friedman from PMA Progressive Management Associates in Long Beach, California. And we're going to talk about management consulting for business and increasing communication effectiveness that results in creating and shifting culture, getting people aligned to strategies. And the title of today is Great Leaders Need to Stop Acting Like Reptiles. So, Stuart, welcome to the show. Do a lot of business owners really act like reptiles?
Bill, first of all, thank you for having me on the show again. I deeply appreciate it. And I'm going to say, fortunately, yes. business owners and most of us act like reptilians, reptiles some point in our life on a daily basis, yes.
And is that because are you referring to the reptile brain that we all carry around with us from the fight or flight days?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But I something I noticed, and it came to light with a recent client. Gentleman's been in the financial advisory business for 25, 30 years, and decided, you know, there's this wave of financial advisors going to the independent space, where they're leaving the large wirehouses, the Merrills, the Morgan Stanley, et cetera, to operate on their own. So they're going into a new paradigm, and guess what they're bringing with them? They're a reptilian brain. They want to do everything the way they've done because that's their comfort level. That's the reptilian brain, the fight or flight. What it really is, at least from my perspective, is it's all the habits that we've collected and done in all our years of business or in life, and they just show up, right? We're in a new space. We get scared. What do? Fight or flight. Well, in business, it's no different. We get into a new space. Oh, my God, fight or flight. We go to what we've been doing. You know, call it reptilian brain. Call it Einstein expecting different results, doing the same thing over and over again. It's all connected the same way. Excuse me. And what people are doing going into new space, bringing old habits, instead of using that gray matter, which only the humans have and can access.
Interesting. And so because we're creatures of habit, and of course, in business is all about processes and systems that work, but what you're saying is that you also need to spend time learning how to innovate and look at things differently. The world is changing rapidly, and a lot of people are still doing things in old-fashioned terms, right?
Right. And, Bill, I wish I could say I planned this perfectly and that you and I staged this, but that's exactly right. They have to move into innovation. Business, brick and mortar, you know, revenue minus expenses, you need that. Let's call that the bureaucratic part of the business. You need that. You need someone managing your dollars. You need to make sure you're covering your expenses. You need to make sure you're creating revenue and profit. But to change your business and get to the next levels, to move on, to have succession planning for our next generation, for all those things to occur, though, you need innovation. And not everybody can innovate. And if it's the CEO who started the business or a group of partners, whomever it is, I you know, when they leave, like this advisor who left a business he'd been in for 25, 30 years, you got to get back to that place they were when they didn't have all that stuff in their reptilian part of their brain. You know, how did they get excited? How did they get started? Mm-hmm. Why did they do this? And we got to get people back. That's what we have to do. So for business owners looking to get to the next level, find that original space of excitement and innovation to get you there. You got plenty of people supporting you. They know how to run the business. They're counting on you as the leader to get out of that reptilian part of the brain and into the gray matter and start innovating. Or if that's not your thing, you came in as a technician and are running the business, then bring someone on board with you know, who has who thinks innovatively, who's a change agent. You know, change, terrible word. The human being hates that word change, unknown, but that's what you need. You need somebody who's got that fearlessness to do that. And whether it's a full-time employee or a consultant to help get you there, that's what you need. You just need a spark out of that reptilian brain, because you sit in reptilian brain, you might do okay, but you're not going to get, you know, to that next level or be able to exit with comfort knowing that the next generation is on that path to innovation and growth.
Well, and I hear that a lot, and I'm sure you do too, from business owners that are saying, I've been doing what I do for a long time, and we've kind of had this mission drift, and I feel like I went from being an innovator to a firefighter, and I want to get back to being an innovator. Do you hear that a lot?
Hear it a ton, especially now at the baby boomers, who are now, you know, at most, you know, we're most small, mid-sized businesses. You know, they're at the age now, and I think, what's the statistic, like 19,000 a day are retiring from businesses, something ridiculous like that. And so, but not all of them are looking to necessarily just leave. They're looking to make sure they can guarantee legacy revenues from those businesses. They worked hard for that, and, you know, if that's what they want as a exit strategy, well, they got to make sure they can secure some growth. And growth doesn't happen in this world the way it did when they started their business 30, 40 years ago. And so that is the question they're asking. They really don't know what to do. Okay, I'm going to pitch for the consultants or a new employee. Then hire them to help you see, you know, to see that space called innovation and getting yourselves out of your own way. That's what they need to do. And, yes, many clients are there right now, starting to bring their kids into the businesses out of college.
Yeah, and the other thing is that innovation, those thoughts and dreams and goals that come in innovation come best to a quiet mind. And that's why we say, you know, you got to get away, you don't make a battle plan in the middle of the battle. The general's not sitting in the middle of the battlefield making the battle plan.
Go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, so it's great. It's great thought. And, you know, what's the number one question that your clients ask of you?
So the number one question I get asked, once we've built in a short time a deep relationship, is, it's sort of twofold. It's, how come nobody thinks about my business the way I do? And how come nobody's working as hard in my business as I think I am? And that's the primary question. And what I tell them is, first of all, the obvious answer is because they're not you. I mean, that is because they're not you, number one. And number two is they're not the owners necessarily. So they don't have a stake like you have a stake. And they don't know necessarily why they're in the business other than to collect a paycheck, gain some skills, especially with the new generation, the millennials that we call them coming out of college. They really don't know where they're headed. What they do know is, I'm very smart. I'm very bright. My parents told me that. They've stood up for me and told everybody that I am. So I need to be rewarded for that. And they don't get into something right away, because they know that's where they're headed. They don't know necessarily where they're going just yet. So if you want to these owners who are now thinking like that, and based on the last conversation, you know, I was listening to about a little bit about, you know, that trust and that conflict, that's the generation coming in doesn't really know how to deal with disappointment. So his timing is actually fairly perfect in the discussion. So what these owners that don't get it about you know, their employees, what they really have to do is, they got to grab them and they got to mentor them. If they want succession, then they got to get them to see how they do the business, train them in the business. And I'm going to go a step further and say, more importantly, they have to hire the right people. They have to hire people who want to learn the business rather than people who just want a job. And, Bill, it's getting much more difficult to do that. I mean, hiring today has to be so intentional. The talent pool is shrinking because everybody's getting so specialized and people's way of working isn't the same. So to you owners out there who always are asking, you know, where do you find these employees who are going to have that work ethic like I have and so on, I tell you, if you're not spending the majority of your time networking, talking to friends, talking to colleagues, who do they know, who have they heard, trying to find people, it's not going to happen just because you hire a recruiter. Love recruiters, but recruiters do what they're supposed to do. Find people, find a resume that best fits a job and can help you get the work done. But if you're really looking for those special people that are going to take it on, you know, like with you know, heart and soul, you got to really look for them. That's innovation right there. That's innovation for the baby boomer business owners, is looking for people with full intention, not just to fill a position. That's innovation.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful idea. And so there you go, business owners who are saying, I'm overwhelmed doing all the tasks in my business. Here's the problem. You should be spending your time finding the employees who have the passion to do those tasks, because they really want to be in your business and engaging your imagination so that innovation can come in and you can think towards the future. Great, great tips. Let me ask you, Stuart, what's one team or company activity that leaders should consider in order to build trust and increase effective communication and get people aligned to strategies?
Well, timely question. I just got back from a scenario where an organization, this advisory team just, you know, they just left the big wirehouse and, you know, they thought everything was fine. And the financial advisors is having challenges growing the business, finding more people to help, you know, secure their financial future and make them feel good about, you know, their future, et cetera. And what we did was we did an offsite. That's a big part of my business, because when you get people out of their expected environment, they do act differently. You know, I don't know if this is still the case. Many, many, many moons ago, Microsoft, I think, was one of the companies that would move some of their thinkers, you know, like their think tank people. I think they used to move them physically from office to office about, you know, for every, I don't know, 6 months. Don't quote me, but I know it was something like that. And the whole being was giving them a constant different perspective because, you know, face it, if we look at, go back to our reptilian brain, if we get used to the space, we get used to the same activities in that space. You know, when we move into a new house, we have to reorganize. We have to think differently. We have to start doing things differently. You get a new car, it's got new gadgets. You have to do it differently, think differently. It's the same thing. If you want to shift the business and get that trust, well, you got to get to a space where it's not the same. It gives different perspective to everybody. And, you know, you put the heavy-duty topics on the table. To the gentleman before about, you know, that conflict, that comfortable conflict or however, tough conversations and all that. If you know, you get to an offsite and right there you can't have that open, honest dialogue and clear out, then you know what? You're not going to get people aligned. They're going to stay unhappy or whatever sort of perspective, and they're just going to keep collecting the job. This gentleman couldn't figure out how come he's got so little time to go, you know, develop business. Well, this guy is very structured. He's awesome. He's got his 90-day, you know, 120-day plan, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at the list, and it was a whole bunch of activity, and the leader, he's an action junkie. So he loves lists, and he loves talking to people about their activities. I said, but that's not doing what you need to do to go get the business. And somebody said, you know, and at the conversation they said, you know, someone spoke up and said, yeah, we feel like, you know, it's more important that we just get this stuff done than, you know, really work with the clients to help you so you feel less burdened. But that didn't come out until we sat at that table. You know, it was casual, no ties, no suits, you know, food. Excuse me, all you health freaks out there. It was, you know, it was comfort food.
Comfort food.
For you health aficionados, I did have gazpacho. I think that's a little higher on the health quotient than the hamburger. But, you know, they were just people instead of employer, employee. They were just people. And we came up with lists of execution, not 100 items to get done, but things that really matter. And it was the first time, because of this shift to the new environment, that the leader, you know, heard what they had to say. Because back in the office, the phone's there, the email's there, and we already know about addiction and email. The phone's there, the email's there, the screen, so he could see what's going on in investments. And then he turns to the phone, then he turns to the assistant, I need this done for this client, I need this. He never had a chance to sit and breathe.
Right, and so, right. You're battling. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Constant. So had the offsite yesterday. We have our few points to take care of. We've already scheduled the next offsite.
That's
they
great.
Know,
that, I mean, that's yes. Yeah. So important to get off and be like, it's like a football team. You think about it. On game day, they're not practicing. They've already done all the practice. They've had their meetings. They've had their field exercises. They've had their. They've gone through all the thinking of what they're going to have to do. Now it's time to play the game. So these offsites give people a chance to. How are we going to play the game differently next time?
That's right. And the beauty of an offsite is that you can go somewhere different each time. You know, it's kind of like working out. Many people work out, and I say, well, why aren't you doing that anymore? It's boring. Why don't you go there? It's boring. But if you put them in a new environment or give them a little new exercise to do, all of a sudden it ain't so boring.
How far out did you schedule the next offsite for this group?
We now everybody agreed they thought quarterly was good timing, because at the end of the quarter we could evaluate the activities, evaluate results against the plan, recalibrate, celebrate. Oh yeah, that was another thing that didn't go over well. Celebrating, they don't celebrate. Why? Everybody has their own definition of celebrate, but the leader thought they would really like to do X. And as it turns out, they don't want to do X. So they came up with a way to determine how to celebrate. And, you know, all of a sudden, like, the energy level went through the roof.
Great.
The owner, all of a sudden the burden was lifted that he had to do everything when he's got all these people around him that he's paying to execute.
Stuart, great information. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I've taken a whole page full of notes. I hope our listeners have too. And again, Stuart Friedman from PMA Progressive Management Associates, and you have a book out called Break Free from Job Jail. Love the title of that.
Yep.
And
so,
you're off. Go ahead.
I would say no. Just the key is that anytime people feel stressed, the first thing they think about is leaving a job. That's not the way to do it, folks. Figure it out in your current job, and who knows, that current job, you may not even have to leave. Just break free.
Break free from job jail. And again, you offer a complimentary consultation for how people can get to hear 100% of your message, business owner. So get in touch with Stuart. Stuart, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Best way is via email. And that's Stuart, Stuart, at pma-co.com.
Great information. I will hope that you will come back again and talk to us, because I think we just scratched the surface today. We got into a lot as I look back, but it was just so fascinating. The time just went by too quickly, Stuart. So thanks for joining us, and I hope you'll join us again sometime soon.
Yeah, you're welcome, Bill. Thank you again, as always, for your generosity.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Spike Reel with The Exit Coach. Business owners, can you name the 8 key value drivers that you and your managers should be focusing on to increase the value of your business? Introducing the Sellability Score Index. Visit our website and answer 25 questions about your business, and you will instantly receive your sellability score, showing you how well you stack up in the 8 value driver areas. It's a great management tool. It's absolutely free for our listeners. Just visit exitcoachradio.com and click Get My Sellability Score.
Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.